Captain America Civil War is the third film in the Captain America franchise, the first film in Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Anthony Mackie plays Falcon and Sebastian Stan plays the Winter Soldier, and they're on the show now. Well, being a huge film, it must be so much fun, guys. But what's the coolest thing about being in a superhero movie?
It's probably all the people that we get to work with every other year or so once we make one of these movies.
So did you start to create kind of a bit of like a family dynamic from working with those people? Because you get to see them all the time.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, definitely. We all have, you know, individual friendships with each other. It's great because there's a certain level of comfort and confidence that comes with success. And it's cool. You know, we all enjoy our position being a part of the MCU.
Now, you have to wear some pretty insane costumes. Does it ever get a bit much having to put them on every single day? Because didn't you have things like your metal arm?
Well, what happens is the heat, when it's hot out, you know, you're basically your arms swell up and then you can't get it out.
It must be, like I said, a lot of fun doing those type of films, but a lot of them, you know, it's like special effects for most of it. I mean, how did it feel when you saw the finished product?
It was great, man. We really enjoyed it. It's phenomenal when you do movies like this. You know, you never know what to expect because so much of it is made in the studio. But we have a great team. We have a great stunt team. We have a great VFX team. And they really put us in a position to win. You know, they make us look really well.
It's a huge action movie as well. Were there any accidents doing the stunts or anything like that?
We had our bumps and bruises, but, you know, we're fortunate. We have great stuntmen, and they take a brunt of the beating for us.
Do you always use the same people? Always the same
always.
Stunt people?
We have in the last two movies, and that's, you know, we're very lucky because they brought a certain kind of fighting and level of violence to Winter Soldier, and then this movie, that is very different and unique to the other ones.
Yeah, we always let them know way ahead of time, way before the actors, what movie Marvel is shooting and when they need to be available. They know we're in the movie months before we do.
Sometimes, though, when you're doing these scenes, will the director sometimes say, do you fancy giving it a go and trying to push you to do it? Or are you very much like, no,
no they,
I know
they
what I can do.
They encourage us to do it as much as we can. It's just up to a certain point, you know, it gets a little out of your situation, and then once you're doing a take like four, you know, sometimes even eight times, I mean, it's you still got to show up to work the next day for 12 hours, so it's taxing in more ways than people expect.
Well, let's say you get back into the studio and the director's saying, right, okay, let's mix things up a little bit with characters, just say that was to happen, who would you be if you weren't the characters that you are? Who would you be instead?
I would be the Incredible Hulk, man, because I would be incredible. And a Hulk.
Yes.
Who would you be, Sebastian?
I don't know. I mean, you know what? I may be like Deadpool, I think. That's kind of a cool one, too.
Yeah? You want that tight suit?
I mean, that is a tight suit as well.
Yeah.
You can see everything.
You have great lats.
You can see everything.
Yeah, probably. Well,
what have you seen on that tight suit?
Oh, do you name it. Everything.
Oh, boy.
I used to do a feature on my show where I did work experience at places. I did work experience at a cinema, and when the last movie came out, I had to recreate the whole movie in like 2 minutes. So if you either of you need a day off, give me a shout. I might be available.
Are you asking us to recreate the Civil War in 2 minutes?
In 2 minutes. It basically go like, hey, wait a minute. No, I hate you.
No, stop it. Just about your mama and daddy. Oh. My daddy made that shield.
And that's how it's made, yeah. That was basically what it was like. But I had to do it in front of a cinema of people. Do you guys, because obviously you have to act in lots and lots of films and do like different accents. Are you any good at accents?
British accents.
Yeah.
This is the problem. You have a million different British accents. So if you come close, you're hitting some Devonshire type accent. But because you're not from London, if you don't do like a posh London accent, people are like, oh, your accent sucks.
Are there any sheep next to you? Right
are you?
Now?
Oh, wait, where are you, Jason? Are you near any sheep?
Actually, maybe. There's a field next to us. There could be some sheep.
There's sheep in that field.
We've seen
a lot of sheep here, man. Y'all are like herders.
Well, I keep seeing you guys on TV doing like different junkets of Civil War, and you both seem to have a bit of a bromance going on, like a serious bromance happening. Is that a kind of a sign of how fun it was on set for you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun because we really couldn't stop laughing sometimes.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, man. You know, it's like, you know, there are people who are doing much harder and riskier things than we do. You think of the men and women in the military around the world and the things that they do to provide us with our safety and security. So we don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, we know that there are people out there with harder jobs than us. So we try to enjoy it.
I mean, this is a station for the forces. So is there anything you want to say to those guys like that?
Thank you to the show soldiers out there for doing a wonderful job and being great, strong men and women.
We're obviously talking to real life superheroes, so it's always a privilege from that end.
Yeah, they're the heroes. We're just guys in spandex trying to stay alive.
Well, movie's out now. Everyone go and watch it. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. Cheers.